Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Our number 2 3-hour show, Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go. Wherever you may be on this Monday in the big city, obviously, talk dominating Rockets Warriors game one and all the different elements. We haven't, like Barry said, even gotten into the X's and O's and a lot of the other particulars. But as we kicked off the show, we got into a little bit of a back and forth about the worst accents that are out there, because I told you that my folks back home could make a NASA rocket scientist sound like a homeless person. So you put a poll up.
Yep, at Barry's Funny if you want to vote. So far, it's looking like Nick and Cajuns are the dumbest sounding accents.
Obviously, I have no bots. Does this prove that I have no bots?
No.
Because you win every poll?
You didn't want to vote on this one because you knew you had no shot.
32% now. You've taken a slight lead over Cajuns at 31%. Good for you, bud.
Now, if you want to put the bots on now, I bet you by the end of the show you might pull out of it.
Yeah.
There's no switch for these bots. I don't have no bots.
Just call Daryl. He'll give you the keys to victory. He'll show you how that works. All right. So with that being said, Barry, Sean, who claims Chicago, wants to talk accent. Sean, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Well, you know, I grew up in Chicago most of my life. Now I live in Houston, and I worked in the refineries and worked all over the place. And I will say, those Cajun people, I don't know what the heck they were saying half the time. But I will say, when I call back at home, it is pretty comical the way we sound. But I didn't want to talk too much about that, guys. I'm a huge Rockets fan. I'm sure I sound funny when I say that. But I'm going to be positive, man. You know, let's just, you know, all that stuff we talked about, I get it. But at the end of the day, we almost won. We are right there at the end of the game. We all had a bad game. There's bad calls. But I truly feel like we're going to turn it around tomorrow. You know, I think it's time for James it's time for James to go ahead and really be that elite player. I mean, let's just stop all those excuses. I get it, fouls, whatever. But it's time, James. It's time for you to step up tomorrow, and we're going to take that game tomorrow. We were right there, and as bad as we played, we're going to do this. We will be there tomorrow, and we are going to take this over. Let's go, Rockets. I'm going to shut up and listen. Have a good one.
Appreciate you, Sean. I like your optimism. It's weird because I was thinking about this. I almost tweeted it out, but I was like, another wildly inconsistent and borderline bad game from James. And then you look up and he's got 35. He matched Kevin Durant point for point. I didn't feel like James played his best or had his best game offensively or defensively, and he still managed to get 35 against a very good defensive Warrior team. So there are a lot of bright spots, but I think those bright spots are on both sides. When you look at bench scoring for both sides, it wasn't great. This was a starter heavy, which you kind of expect from these two teams. But like, there were plenty of missed opportunities on both sides, and that's why this was such a close game. You can talk about turnovers, and the Rockets actually won that battle. So you can, you know, if the Rockets shoot better, it's a different game. If they get their calls, it's a different game. But you know what? All that applies to the other side as well. If the Warriors get some calls, if they don't turn the ball over, this is also a different game. So there were plenty of mistakes made. The Warriors made a few less when it mattered at the end of the game. That's really the difference. What I didn't like down the stretch was the way the offense ran for the Rockets.
And we've seen that, right? We know that that's the tendency when you're the Rockets down the stretch. You're not going to do into heavy execution of plays. It's going to be a lot of isolation one-on-ones. You're hoping Chris gets his hands on the ball a little more just to make the right decisions. But you kind of, this is what you signed up for. This is what you knew was going to happen. And I think that to your previous point, the fact that you're going to be critical of James is because of the three-point shooting, because of the fact that between him and Eric Gordon, they were a combined 8 for 29 from three. Yeah, that's not going to get it done. And when you only had three guys total in double figures, that's not going to get it done.
Yeah.
We mentioned the Fareed factor. I don't know why that's their mentality. And I go back to the Montrezl Harrell situation a couple years ago where Mike D'Antoni just steadfast would not play him in the playoffs. And you knew just from an energy perspective and the fact that he's so athletic, in the case of Fareed as well, to be able to, at the perimeter, even if there is a high pick and roll situation, he can keep his guy in front of him. He can play defense. And the energy in a series like this, with two teams evenly matched with this much talent, it can come down to one hustle play, one offensive rebound, one play, you know, diving on a loose ball. Fareed gives you a better chance than almost anybody else on that squad of going and getting that ball, that play, making that difference. I think you got to play him.
Especially with P.J. Tucker out.
And he's ripped.
But you missed. And there's that.
When P.J. Tucker goes out, and Tucker, I feel like, had a pretty bad game all the way around. I mean, he contributed little to nothing other than five personal fouls. But that energy, like you said, getting after it, being scrappy, you lose some of that when Tucker goes out, but you can regain that because you're not going to get it from Nene. Mm-mm. He's too old to give you that. He gives you a different dynamic, and he just is not a fit on this team anymore. A few years ago, Nene was perfect for this team. Mm-hmm. He's not a fit anymore. But I'm with you in adding Fareed. But the problem is, Joe, I really don't think it matters because there's one. It's almost like you have to just say, you know what? Kevin Durant is going to score 35 every game because we don't have anyone that can stop this guy.
That's true.
He is damn near unguardable. But if we can limit everybody else, if we can hold Steph Curry to 13 points, if we can hold, you know, Klay Thompson to 14 points, if we can do those things or whatever it was, Klay had, Thompson had 13, Curry had 18. But if we can do that, that gives you a chance. That's why this game was 104-100.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is just unguarded. There is literally no – you need a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo to be able to guard Kevin Durant.
There's no doubt. The fact that his height makes such a big difference that the one thing that I thought was a blessing for the Rockets was he was settling for that fadeaway.
Right.
Because when he had Chris or James on him, the fact that he didn't put his head down, go right to the basket, and realize they were lucky there weren't and ones and he wasn't finishing hard at the rim. Because a lot of times that fadeaway can fall off and you win that battle. But, man – they got their hands full trying to guard him.
I think. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, with Kevin Durant too. Not only when he's playing that well, and then the other problem about what you're saying too with Nene Barry is that then they're vulnerable to the pick and roll because a lot of times they'll get a situation where Nene will switch and he'll end up guarding Curry on the perimeter.
It was the last play of the Golden State for the game, the Curry three.
But it happened more than one time, and it's just a vulnerable matchup. You don't want that because Steph Curry is too elusive on the perimeter. And the other thing I thought was interesting that I forgot to mention was in the first quarter, there were six quick turnovers by the Golden State Warriors. They ended up with eight in the first quarter. The Rockets actually scored 10 points off those eight turnovers and still were down.
Great call.
9 points.
Because
they're shooting
was so bad.
And that's just the talent.
So
that's just my point being is the talent. Like our point about Kevin Durant and the fact that he's so good. It's just a hard dynamic to deal with.
The other thing that I mean, like from an X's and O's perspective, there's a lot that you could pick apart that the Rockets did. I felt like getting in their set late. It wasn't until 10 seconds left on the shot clock when they felt like they would start to run the play late in the game. But I thought to the point about Durant, the telling sign was when Livingston, did you see that play? They're coming down the court and it's Durant and I don't know if it was Paul or Harden, but they had already decided that that's who was going to guard Kevin Durant on that defensive set, that defensive series. And Golden State starts to set up a play where they're passing the ball around the perimeter of the 3-point line. And Livingston is just adamant. He's pointing at Durant. They feed the ball down low, instant bucket. And I think that they've recognized and they know if they need a bucket, it's almost like Chris Paul with the mid-range shot, that they know, okay, if we're just cold from everywhere else, just let Chris Paul get a mid-range shot up and it'll put points on the board. They could see that no one is guarding Kevin Durant, and especially when a guard is on him.
That's the biggest thing, though.
He pointed it out, and I was like, oh.
That's the biggest problem with the Rockets, and it also gets to what you said about execution late in games.
Yeah.
The Warriors players around Kevin Durant have that awareness to say, get him the ball. James Harden ain't giving up the ball if they know that Chris Paul getting to mid-range is their best option, or they have a blatant matchup in their favor. The Rockets don't have that awareness all the time, and that bothers me. The other thing is their bench, the Rockets bench actually outscored the Warriors bench, but the Warriors had forced all five starters in double figures.
Yeah,
the Rockets did not.
All right.
So Austin Rivers, I asked you guys during the break, I had no clue he had a stomach illness. I thought playoff experience, defense, he would have been a factor in this game, but you got to get him involved. And so D'Antoni's got choices to make. He likes that short rotation too. Daniel House didn't play bad, helped get that steal with Chris Paul on Durant to make this a close game. I don't know that you can take him out. Shumpert, we all thought was going to be an afterthought. Shumpert's playing major minutes yesterday.
21 minutes. When I saw him, I was like, what the hell is going on? Why is he on Shumpert?
Then he made a three, and I'm like, well, he ain't going away now, because once he made one, they're going to keep him out there.
Well, he went 1-for-4, but so did House. So that was the part that was baffling to me, was the bench play, the rotation, who played and how and why. That was completely different, I think, than what we normally see.
You've been ride or die with Gerald Green all season long, and he got 7 minutes.
Yeah. 1-for-1.
And he made his first shot, but yet he didn't play more than 7 minutes.
Don't understand it. And if you look at plus minus, other than Capella, he had the worst plus minus for the Rockets. So,
and as you mentioned,
might just be a
defensive
liability.
That really stuck out to me, was a guy that wanted the Warriors, a guy that said he was finally healthy, and then he just, you get out rebounded as badly as you got out rebounded, and you start right there going, Clint, we don't ask a lot of you offensively, but you got to clean the glass and be a difference in the middle. You can't be a non-factor. They need him that much. That's a huge issue going forward, is the fact that they've got to find a way so that he can be effective defensively and that he can get more rebounds. Because if you're not going to play for Reed, whoever's in there has to rebound. And they had a real problem rebounding the basketball against a Golden State team that doesn't have enough size to be a dominant rebounding team.
Rockets had 3 offensive rebounds for the game.
See, that's awful, man.
3. It was just killing them. And at key times down the stretch, the Warriors were getting timely offensive rebounds and second chance points. And you just, like, that's a bad recipe against a good team.
But that tells you that maybe he's saying, is Mike D'Antoni saying that the liability you have with Kenneth Faried is not worth the rebounds that he's getting? Because he was pulling down boards.
It seems like it, right? Because here's the thing, fellas, as much as they've said they're obsessed with the Warriors, as much as they said they've been driven by the Warriors, isn't it right now the time to stop worrying about what the Warriors are going to do and just do what you do best?
Yeah.
Stop trying to worry about what you're going to do to combat what they do and put them in the uncomfortable position of trying to guard what you do.
Play your game.
Because they keep trying to make switches and rotational changes just to try and accommodate and appease what the Warriors are doing. Make them guard you. Make them make plays. That's what bothers me the most, is I think they're so focused on the Warriors that they don't realize they could put the Warriors in a real uncomfortable situation if just they just played their game.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty more to get to. Obviously, a lot of talk around the Rockets in hour number one plus, but we've got Astros to talk about, the Texans draft, and the rest of what was all 7 rounds there that we can get to. And, of course, calls and texts and messages on Twitter from you. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. Whether you're looking to watch the rest of the NBA playoffs or the NHL playoffs, or you just want a good spot to hang out with great food, drink, and scenic views, it's got to be Twin Peaks. Their new menu items, they're off the chain. They're sweet and smoky ribs, Carolina pulled pork sandwiches, and the rest of their smoked meat section that's now on the menu is just absolutely delectable. It's fantastic. Lunch, dinner, you name it. And of course, they always got the 29 degree brews, cold and wet, ready to be served to you by the great Twin Peaks girls. It's fantastic. And for sports, there's tons of screens, all different kinds of satellite hookups, so you don't ever miss a game, whether you want to watch soccer or hockey or basketball or baseball. It's all there in one location. There's 6 locations to serve you better in the Houston area. Check them out at any one of those 6 locations. Tell them Joel Blank and ESPN sent you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. I'm already high enough.
ESPN 97.5.
I think especially when you're young, and especially when you're at the start of a new career, you really have to think about challenging yourself to be bold, about taking that larger leap. And what we want to do is challenge you in a way that literally changes the way you think. After 2 years of being in this MBA program, you're going to see the world differently. You're going to have greater capability. Because if we're not willing to be bold, then we can't change the world. I'm Peter Rodriguez, Dean of the Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University. I want to personally invite you to consider Rice Business.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
There's nothing emptier than an empty flower pot or flower garden. That's why the Home Depot has Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Right now, get two for just $12. Miracle-Gro feeds your flowers, herbs, and veggies for up to 6 months without crushing their roots. Your plants will be twice as big, guaranteed. And you'll be twice as happy. Today is the day for doing with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Two for just $12. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. Limits 60 per customer.
With bold styling, responsive performance, and advanced technology, the 2019 Chevy Tahoe is designed to make a big impression. Featuring a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Tahoe offers impressive capability and plenty of power to tow boats, ATVs, and whatever else you want to bring on your next exciting trip. Plus, with comfortable seating for up to 9, it's always ready for an epic adventure with your whole thrill-seeking crew. And with a starting at price of $48,000, it's no wonder Chevy Tahoe is the number one selling full-size SUV in Houston. In fact, it's the number one selling full-size SUV in America. Seating for 9 on LS models with available split bench front seat. Houston claim based on IHS Market CYE 2018 new retail registrations in the Houston DMA. DMA is a registered trademark of the Nielsen Company, used under license. The manufacturer's suggested retail price excludes destination freight charge, tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Don't miss out. See us today for limited time offers on the 2019 Chevy Tahoe. And discover for yourself why Chevy drives Texas.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, how's your game going? If you know what I mean. A lot of you know me, but you may not know my name. I'm Sildenafil, the active ingredient in that little blue pill. You know, that helps guys with erectile dysfunction. I'm really super excited to tell you I've moved into a generic pill that you can get at 4hims.com. Gosh, guys, everybody wants to perform their best, but not everyone could afford me. I mean, in that little blue pill. But now I can be yours at 4hims.com. Hims connects you with licensed doctors who can prescribe me online, and then I get delivered right to your door. So easy. And get this. Your first month is just $5 when you go to 4hims.com/more. $5 for a whole month of me? That should make every guy stand up and cheer. To get your first order for just $5, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/more. That's 4hims.com/more. Get started today for just $5 at 4hims.com/more.
Hey, Lawson Gow here, and I've got some breaking news for you. The Cannon is expanding. Located just a couple miles west of the Galleria, the Cannon Post Oak is the perfect solution for anyone looking for flexible office space in one of the most convenient areas in the city. The Cannon Post Oak has private offices and desks, super fast Wi-Fi, printing, and month-to-month leasing terms. Each member will receive access to the Cannon's 120,000 square foot main building. Visit thecannonhouston.com/postoak to book your tour today. Mention this ad and you'll receive your first month of membership on me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, three-hour show. Hey, we've got giveaways on the horizon. Just a little bit of a hint for you guys. We appreciate you being suspects and loyal at that, but we like to give back. So be aware for some giving in the next couple hours here.
All right.
Suspects. Just want to let you know that. Kind of set the table for you.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
So, obviously, heavy on Rockets. I made the joke that Rockets fans would lose their damn minds if we find out that the officials for tomorrow night's game involve either Scott Foster, Tony Brothers, or Mark Davis, but that would just be such an NBA thing to do, would be that they would set the table for it to be doomsday on top of doomsday looking, and then the Rockets would come out and find a way to win, and you'll find out that they're going to call that game differently. So we'll see what happens. They just got done with practice, and Chris Paul was interviewed by Tim McMahon of ESPN, and they were asking him if he was concerned about making contact with an official. He said, nah, if we did, it was incidental. Like I said, I think it was more than, I mean, obviously it was incidental, but contact is contact. And I think because of everything else that had happened, had we not been in the middle of this controversy about what's a foul on a three-point shot, I think they'd look at it harder. I think because of everything else going on, there's no way in hell they could, then the league would really take heat if they suspended Chris Paul.
Agreed.
So, anything else we want to cover on Nick? You haven't been very vocal about your boy Capella.
Yeah.
Well, the offensive rebound thing, I think, is probably the most important thing for Clint Capella, especially if he's not going to produce from an offensive standpoint. You know my love affair for Clint Capella. Yeah. I always want him on the floor. So
is he cut?
I don't know. I didn't look that hard. But yeah. But yeah, I mean, Clint Capella, it's huge. At the end of the day, I don't know if this all would have been a big topic of discussion if they hit some of the shots. And I'm not saying that's an indictment, because how many times have we seen the Rockets shoot absolutely poorly from the first, in the first quarter, and then turn things around in the second half? But, you know, I believe what Joel said earlier. I think the storylines is going to influence the way they call the games, unless, as you mentioned, Joel, they throw those two or three particular officials that absolutely hate the Houston Rockets. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I mean, look, I believe me, I'm a Rockets fan. I want them to win. I want them to win more than anybody else. I just personally look at this team, this Warriors roster, and I'm just like, there's just so many different options, and it's just so hard to deal with from a defensive standpoint. I think the Rockets do have the right approach to beat them. They are the team to beat. I just feel like they need a few more adjustments, and I'm talking from a roster standpoint. But we'll see. I want to be proved wrong, because I guarantee you Barry's going to let me know if the Warriors win this series. So, and I'll eat crow the entire offseason.
Well, but
I'm going to let you know if the Warriors win.
Yeah, Barry's the one that said that the Warriors would go down in one of the first two rounds.
That they would get eliminated. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked the Rockets to win this series.
I mean, look.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Overall, Harden's got to shoot better from 3, 4 of 16. The team's got to shoot better from 3, 29.8% for a team that relies so heavily on three-point shooting. And like I said, it's going to be interesting to watch the rotations. But both teams have to both teams have to play better. And like you said, Barry, I mean, if you're the Rockets, you're giddy in the fact that you held Klay Thompson and Steph Curry each under 20 points.
I mean, walking off the court after all that, you could see James Harden clapping his hands. And I think that was a sign of him, you know, frustration, obviously, but trying to say, look, we were in this. We easily could have won this game with everything that went wrong. And, you know, again, if you're objective, you realize that a lot went wrong on both sides. But I don't think that the Rockets are going to lack confidence going into game two. I think the big thing is going to be Mike D'Antoni figuring out what rotation he's going to use.
So the league has come out with their statement, fellas, while we got into hour number two. They have said that the referees got two non-calls correct in the final seconds of the game, but that three calls were deemed incorrect that went against the Rockets. That is obviously going to increase the angst and the anger of Rockets fans, because the league ruled Steph Curry should have fouled out with a minute and 10 seconds left. Curry instead avoided his sixth foul and stayed in the game. The official two-minute report said Curry got away with a personal foul on Harden on a play that ended with a turnover that hit with the Rockets down by 5. 100-95, then Harden stepped out of bounds. So he would have been fouled out. The officials did get it right on Harden's three-pointer with 10 seconds left that could have tied the game after the Draymond Green challenge. A lot of people questioning that call, but saying that the NBA saying, as I tweeted out last night, head of officials Joe Borgia already gave us an indication that the league was not going to say that they got that wrong because of how far forward he went. So the two-minute report is out. They're trying to – they've admitted, I think, to the fouls on Thompson in the first half. But overall, you kind of expect it. It's not going to change the outcome. So, great. We're all just concerned about game two.
Yeah.
So.
Did you watch any of the draft?
I peeped it back and forth. I was checking in from time to time.
I guess first I should ask you, how are you feeling about your Packers draft?
For the most part, not bad. I think that, I expressed last week that my biggest concern was drafting an underachiever with their first pick in the first round in Gary from Michigan. But overall, I feel like they've got some depth. They've added some players. So I'm okay. I mean, from a Texans perspective, I like a lot of the things that they did because they kind of did what we wanted them to do. They drafted multiple offensive linemen and secondary help.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're in the position of drafting in the seventh round the 12th man from A&M as kind of a PR way to go guys pick when they still have plenty of depth positions to fill.
Look, I feel like they had an awful draft.
Okay.
I mean, just because you pick guys at positions you need, you still have to pick the right guys. And I feel like a lot of these cats, they were based on analysis from many experts. They were much better players on the board. So I don't know what their scouts told them. I don't know what they saw in the different interviews and combines and whatever they did. But if you read what experts were saying about who was available when the Texans made their picks, especially the first three or four rounds, I feel like they muffed a lot of this. Now, it remains to be seen. You know, experts get it wrong too, and maybe they got some real gems that no one would have discovered. You know, there was nothing sexy about this draft for the Texans. Most of the grades I've seen have been pretty bad for them. In fact, I read one article, Pete Prisco from CBS gave him the worst grade in the draft. I'm like, I don't know about that. Cowboys had a pretty awful draft.
Giants had a draft too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Giants were pretty bad. Cowboys were pretty bad, but I think they addressed the positions. I just don't know if they made wise choices in doing so. That's the concern I have. Now, again, it might be wrong, and I'm no draft expert. I don't watch every player play, and I use a lot of resources that are online from other experts to help me formulate opinions on who I'd like to see. I mean, obviously, I watch college football. Jonah Williams was a guy 3 weeks into the college football season. I was like, God, I hope they get this cat because he can play. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of guys that that are a lot of experts that'll tell you, it's obviously an inexact science. I just felt like that first pick, that Titus Howard, I made the joke on the show last night on Houston Sports Show that the difference between Alabama and Alabama State is the difference between having a lawyer that went to Yale and having a lawyer that likes to yell. That's a big deal. Like,
yeah.
When you first heard Alabama, I was like everybody else. I was like, yes, wait, State, what? Like, I felt like they reached a lot. Whether if it pays off or not, I don't know. I hope I'm eating crow, and I hope that they prove me wrong. But I just wasn't happy with what they did. People are really high on Waring, that tight end that they grabbed. They seem to think that he's pretty good, that he's pretty athletic and has some. I saw one summary of the Texans draft, which I thought was real accurate. This draft is a big question mark. The people that they drafted could all turn out to be studs because they all have potential. Like, everybody was like, oh man, ceiling is crazy, but they could also all turn out to be complete busts, including their first round pick.
But
that's scary.
I like the fact that from Howard's perspective, Lance said, look, he had him moving up into the first round anyway, and that he was a guy that a lot of teams were paying attention to, and he has all the physical tools because I love the size. I love the other offensive tackle, Max Sharping from Northern Illinois, simply because when you look at the analysis, you start with 6'6", 327, you can't teach. So he's got height and he's got size, and then when you read all that and then you look at the analysis and say, he plays with a lot of movement. He has lateral quickness. He's got balance. That's important. So hopefully that's someone that quickly can get into the mix in terms of offensive line help because they needed it. But I like the fact that they did what we said. They addressed by getting offensive linemen, defensive secondary, tight end, okay, like you said. If he works out, great. And obviously because their tight end spent a little too much time drinking in Nashville and got arrested too, they might need to really address tight end a little bit more. So we'll see how that plays out. But overall, at least they addressed the two position groups of need. We'll just see what kind of players they get.
Yeah, and there's still free agency that they can make some moves as well.
Yeah, there's still some players out there, not as many as obviously were before, but maybe things change in the process. We'll see. But at least, with the draft now behind us, now we can just worry about going forward, getting these guys ready to play.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I think I watched the first round. I mean, I was in and out, and I didn't watch anything after that. Second through, I would check on my phone
I watched like Thursday night and Friday night between that and the Astros, but the weekend, no chance.
Yeah, I'm not watching the seventh round of a draft.
Right.
No, thank you. I will watch my wallet get fatter using GetUpside. I'll watch that. I'll watch that all day long. Man, GetUpside, great app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you absolutely need to put this app on your phone. It's called GetUpside, all one word. And its sole reason for existence is to get you cash back on gas and food. That's what it does. So if you eat out, you need GetUpside. If you fill up your car every week with gas, you need GetUpside. It gets you cash back on these purchases already. Here's what I want you to do. When you download it and put it on your phone, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. And these savings that you're getting is cash back offers, which when it comes to gas, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. That's only through the GetUpside app. These offers aren't available anywhere else. These businesses want you to come to them, so they offer you these cashbacks opportunities through GetUpside. But put in promo code Barry, and you're going to get even extra incentive and savings on that first fill-up. Like I said, my wife got 30 cents a gallon with her first fill-up. Cash back in her pocket just because she had GetUpside and used my promo code. So make sure you do that. It's B-A-R-R-Y. And then, like, the food-wise, like, if you eat lunch, you just go to Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King. You can get up to 35% cash back. I mean, dude, if you spend 10 bucks and you're getting 350 back, that's a win. That's a huge win, especially if you're doing that 5 days a week. So make sure you download it. Check it out. I had a listener come up to me over the weekend and show me on their phone. They're like, check this out, man. I've already got 30 bucks in my account. I started using it when you first started talking about it. I love this. And you will too. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. It's completely free. All you do is download it, use it, and get cash back in your pocket. It's that simple. It's called GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Looking for a great job in Houston? Don't settle for just anything. Let GEICO give you the career you want. With exciting positions and claims, you can enjoy amazing career growth and great benefits like comprehensive healthcare packages, 401k, tuition reimbursement, and more. Simply go to geico.job/Houston today to submit your application. Don't miss this great opportunity from GEICO.
May vary. Call for details. You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology and now the best price guaranteed.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility and the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK's changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. Dial **2020. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. That's **2020. Dial **2020.
Sam Houston Race Park's 25th Anniversary Quarter Horse Meet continues this weekend with 50 Cent Beer on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday's post time is 7 p.m. Plus, Saturday is Kentucky Derby Day, brought to you by 811. Know what's below, call before you dig. Watch and wager on all the races from Churchill Downs and participate in the $500 Derby Hat Contest. Post time Saturday is 1 p.m. Advanced wagering for the Kentucky Derby available all day Friday. Call 281-807-8700 or visit shrp.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You know how they say, ain't no circus like a nitro circus, because a nitro circus does... Well, close enough. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Nitro Circus, as their world-famous You Got This tour, is coming to Sugarland's Constellation Field Saturday, May 4th, from creator and sports legend Travis Pastrana. Nitro Circus makes its first time ever trip to Sugarland, where everything is sweeter. Come and see the most extreme athletes in freestyle, motocross, BMX, skate, scooter, inline, contraptions, and more on the biggest ramps in action sports. Caller number 17 right now, 713-780-3776. You get a four-pack to see the show. Caller 17, 713-780-3776. You win tickets for four to the Nitro Circus. It's a family four-pack. Only win them if you're going to use them. And if you don't win them and you want to go, go to nitrocircus.com.
Yeah, somebody said, hey, my name's Peter McKenzie. I won the Whose Line Is It Anyways live tickets a few weeks ago. I wanted to know, how do I get the tickets for the show? They should have told you, Pete. I have no idea. I think you just... You can come up here and pick them up. I don't know, man.
We're giving away some more later. So
call the front desk. Call the front desk. They should have given you the info. So I don't know what to tell you, Peter, other than just call the front desk and ask. And what the front desk number is, I have no idea. Check the website. But I'm not sure how. They should have given you that info. You might have been drunk, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, blame us. You watch the Astros?
I did watch some of the game, yes.
I do watch them almost every day.
Do you?
And I made sure I, you know, obviously, to me, it was just a really good barometer of where they are, facing good pitching all series long with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Glad they got the win on Saturday. And then last night, man, Carrasco was just pitching his tail off.
He was nasty.
And I was looking at it going, this is another big test for them because, again, a one-run difference on one pitcher making a mistake in the home run that Miley gave up. And then they just found a way, and I loved every bit of it. I loved the fact that first Yuli steps up with a big two-out double. Then the fact that, you know, if they're going to call out Chirinos and they're going to walk the guy in front of him to, you know what? He takes it personal. Took it personal so much, he hit a bomb.
Yeah, I was actually in the car on the way to do that On Mute podcast listening when Chirinos hit that home run. And it's funny because Steve Sparks was on the call, and he was like, he was talking about the fact that Carrasco hadn't made many mistakes, and as soon as Chirinos hit that, he didn't be like, oh, there's a drive that's deep. He goes, Carrasco made a mistake. Because other than those two pitches,
yep,
Carrasco was dealing, man. He was nasty. So good
and
to see them capitalize.
And you can tell it got to him, because after those two pitches, then they had to get him out. They were going to see if they could get some more out of him, and you could tell that really rattled his cage. So it was interesting to see how that all... factored in and played out. The fact that Reddick is still ripping the cover off of it, and people, you know, like literally Terry Francona is worried about what Reddick's going to do now.
Yeah.
That tells you how night and day better he is at the plate than a year ago. And I pointed it out on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that or not, but in this final at bat last night, he was using a Michael Brantley bat. And I was like,
I saw you tweet
maybe
that.
He's been using it for a while now. Maybe a new model, you know, different measurements. Maybe that's playing a factor in what he's been able to do offensively, but he's ripping the cover off of
you
it.
Keep up with any other baseball, any other series and whatnot?
I've been watching. I mean, I watch the scoreboard. I see different things that happen. The Dodgers are red hot, obviously.
Dude, the Mariners-Rangers series.
Some blowouts there.
Some blowouts?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The 5-4 game was the anomaly, but Mariners lose 14-1 and 15-1.
Yeah.
And the last two games of that series, win 14-2 in the first game. I don't know, but if you lose 29-2 in two games, something has happened. And I think it's, I don't know if it was just, you know, being on the road in Texas and Arlington and not, I don't know what happened, but holy hell.
The league caught back up with the Mariners after a hot start in a hurry. So, yeah.
That was really ugly. And then this whole Vlad Guerrero Jr. thing.
Dude, did you
made
see
his
it?
Debut. I have not seen this kind of pomp and circumstance since I don't know when. I mean, you've already got guys that are saying Ronald Acuna Jr. could be the best player in baseball already. Even he didn't have this kind of pomp and circumstance surrounding him.
See, he went to the Raptors game, and it was like everybody lost their mind. Drake was like climbing over people to like shake his hand, take pictures.
He better stay away from Drake. He's going to end up hurt.
Probably right.
But yeah, dude, people were losing their flipping mind over this. And I think his first, he got his first hit in his first game. He was, he doubled
on the line.
Went 1-for-4. But it's good for them. I mean, maybe that helps them in the long run in that division. But that was a lot of pompous circumstance over one baseball player.
Even Tim Kirkjian, when they asked him, like, how good can he be? He already put him in the Hall of Fame.
Ceiling is the roof for Vlad Guerrero Jr., though.
Like, you can see all the potential in the world, but for every guy that ends up living up to it, there's several guys that don't.
It's funny. The ceiling is the roof.
And last year's MLB preview, I talked about this. Like, there are a couple of juniors now coming up to the majors that are really starting to make waves. I mean, you got Vlad Guerrero
Jr.
They're
all in the Blue Jays.
You got Fernando Tatis Jr., who actually hurt his hammy not too long ago. But you got Dante Bichette Jr., or I don't know if it's
Tatis from the Padres?
Yeah.
Last night or yesterday, and that was ugly.
That split?
Yeah. Ooh.
But, yeah, there are a lot of juniors. I think Craig Biggio's son.
Kid is with the Blue Jays. Dante Bichette's kid's with the Blue Jays. Vlad Guerrero's son's with the Blue Jays. They went really into the bloodlines when they drafted.
But there are a lot of, it seems like a lot of major league kids now coming up that are starting to make waves, and they got a good bloodline. So, and the Yankees, with all the injuries that this team has, for them to still be hanging around is just impressive. I saw the power rankings that you had sent out, and Astros fall a spot to 2. But the fact that the Yankees, as banged up as they are still hanging in there and are 5th in the power rankings.
2 more injuries, yet they win another series in San Fran against the Giants.
Dude.
They just keep winning.
I hate to tell you this, but rest of the baseball world should be absolutely terrified of the Yankees. They are 1.5 games back and haven't played with a full roster all year. They started the year with, I want to say, 8 guys on the IL. 8 of their starters on the. This team is going to absolutely demolish the AL. I feel like if they get healthy, they just swept the Giants. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous for the rest of baseball if the Yankees are only 1.5 games back and doing what they're doing. They're 17-11. If you gave this kind of injury list to the Astros,
done. Now, it does help to have the payroll and the bankroll that they have. But again, I mentioned it last week, aside from Brent Gardner at $7.5 million, the other 8 position players on the field the other night each made $600,000 or less, and they won that game too.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And they got 2 more guys hurt this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm very worried and nervous for the rest of Major League Baseball.
No doubt about it.
When the Yankees get healthy.
Now, and here's the crazy thing. So the Astros open up a series in Minnesota tonight, don't you know? And the average temperature at game time is going to be 35 degrees.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then by the end of the weekend, they're going to head down there to Mexico, and they're going to have a hot spot to play in. So it's going to be all kinds of cold and flu season for the Astros.
How is that Twitter poll going, man?
Uh-oh. The bots are active, Barry. I got a feeling.
Oh, you checked it or something.
Well, I voted for Midwest.
You should have voted for Cajun, because that's who could take the lead. You voted for the wrong one, dummy.
I just wanted to vote so outside of me.
But you should have voted for the one that was closest to you to try to give them the edge. What are you thinking? Like, Midwest has no chance of beating you in the sounds dumb department.
Okay, that was a dumb move. I wasn't thinking.
So, now I'm about to put you on the is dumb poll. You've got, all right, here's the updated, if you missed the first part of the show, accents, what accents sound the dumbest? Not who is the dumbest, but we had Midwest, Southern, Cajun, and Knicks. I just threw Nick in there. Right now, Nick is leading 35% of the vote, 165 votes in already. 33% Cajun, 19% Midwest, 13% Southern. If you would have voted for the Cajun, you might have closed that gap.
You might not be in the lead.
Call your friends and tell them to vote for Cajuns.
See, he's on the phone now lining up the bots going, I was waiting. Idiot. I can't wait anymore.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with you, bro.
Just another life lesson learned during the usual
Sunday. 9 times 7.
63.
Nah, you waited too long.
I have to turn my mic on.
Same question every time. Hour 2 rolls on with much more coming up. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, how's your game going? If you know what I mean.
A lot of you know me, but you may not know my name. I'm Sildenafil, the active ingredient in that little blue pill, you know, that helps guys with erectile dysfunction. I'm really super excited to tell you I've moved into a generic pill that you can get at 4hims.com. Gosh, guys, everybody wants to perform their best, but not everyone could afford me. I mean, in that little blue pill. But now I can be yours at 4hims.com. Hims connects you with licensed doctors who can prescribe me online, and then I get delivered right to your door. So easy. And get this, your first month is just $5 when you go to 4hims.com/more. $5 for a whole month of me? That should make every guy stand up and cheer. To get your first order for just $5, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/more. That's 4hims.com/more. Get started today for just $5 at 4hims.com/more.
Listen, whether you're driving the kids to school or heading out of town for the weekend, big trucks that break the rules put you in big danger. If you're a victim, you need to call lawyer and former judge Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. Don't let trucking companies haul away your rights. For big truck crashes, call Houston's accident and injury lawyer Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. That's 713-973-8888.
Hi, I'm Brooks Powell. By now, I'm sure you've heard the ads for Thrive Plus, the company I started right here in Houston and pitched on Shark Tank last year. Well, that same great company has a brand new name, Cheers. Cheers is a product designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. To use it, just take 3 Cheers capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. Not convinced? Try us. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, we will literally give you your money back. Order Cheers risk-free today at CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
I think especially when you're young and especially when you're at the start of a new career, you really have to think about challenging yourself to be bold, about taking that larger leap. And what we want to do is challenge you in a way that literally changes the way you think. After 2 years of being in this MBA program, you're going to see the world differently. You're going to have greater capability, because if we're not willing to be bold, then we can't change the world.
I'm Peter Rodriguez, Dean of the Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University. I want to personally invite you to consider Rice Business.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Almost done with hour number two, 3 hour show. We'll take you till four. Blitz will take you till 7, as far as I know. That's the normal schedule that we follow here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, it is.
I was not aware last week, Friday, and Aaron, after I asked him, hey, are the guys at Sam Houston Race? Yeah, cool. Well, but they were done at 6, and I was telling everybody they were done at 7. I was like, we could have told me that. That would have helped.
Oh,
Tyler was all over me that I had to tell the peeps. I was like, well, if I knew or someone told me, I would have.
Yeah, why?
They got cut short for that NFL draft we were all so focused in on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we covered it right here on the powerhouse ESPN 97.5.
The powerhouse. Mm-hmm. I like that. We are the big show on the powerhouse. I'm happy with that. Now, you guys aren't big pop culture. I mean, Nick is a little bit. And we got to do a movie this week. Is it my turn to pick again?
But dude, I got Netflix. I'm kipping current.
It's my turn to pick the movie again this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Joel's not going to be sports related.
Damn.
Yeah. last night, big, like we talked about at the opening, big nerd weekend with with Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones. I haven't seen Endgame yet, but I found out I've got to go watch two more movies before I can watch Endgame.
It's funny that you bring that up because I was going to watch it, and there's like this article about like you should have watched all the other movies, but there was like a shortened list that they made.
Yeah.
That could kind of give you, like, if you haven't seen all the movies.
Well, you need to tweet that out.
Yeah, it gives you, like, a shorter list of movies that you can watch that will help you understand.
Because a while back before Infinity Wars, I decided I was going to do that. I was going to watch every Marvel movie. And I did, but I skipped a couple because I had found this thing. Somebody, I guess one of the listeners had given it to me. It's like, this is the order to watch. I know it was a comic, but it was like, this is the order to watch all the Marvel movies. Go in this order and then you'll be caught up. And I did that, but I skipped a couple, like one of the Hulks. And then I also never watched Ant-Man and Wasp. And I was talking to AJ and Tyler before the show because Tyler has seen Endgame but hadn't seen Game of Thrones. I had seen Game of Thrones but not Endgame. So we were going to spoil it for each other. We were messing with each other. And then they were like, yeah, you know, it was good. It's a tearjerker, apparently, Endgame is. It'll make you cry. And I was like, well, I'm going to cry then because y'all know me. I'm a crier. So I'm definitely going to cry. But then I said, I don't have to do any homework, right? Like, I didn't watch some movies. And they were like, well, which ones? I said, I missed Ant-Man and Wasp. They were like, oh, no, you have to watch that. I was like, what?
Yeah, I heard them mention that on the air, too. And I was like, I thought those were kind of like almost comedies. Like, they were...
Like, I don't want to... So apparently I have to watch that. And I never saw Captain Marvel. So I've got to watch that. So now I've got to do freaking homework in order to watch Endgame.
You're going to be a full-blown Michael Carroll before you get done.
Yeah, I've done that podcast. I'm a big-time comic nerd. I'm a big-time, you know, comic guy. I know all about all the comic things that comic has, comic stuff, comics. I figure if I say the word a lot, it'll convince you.
Okay.
But Game of Thrones last night, I'm not going to lie. That was sexy.
I'm hearing the opposite. I'm hearing the lighting was bad. I'm hearing there was too much darkness.
Oh my God.
Many things up in the air.
I'm not going to spoil it because I know there's a certain amount of time that you have to wait to let people see it and whatnot. And I don't want to be that a-hole. I'll leave that to the Blitz. I don't know what they, but they even have.
Fred does the recap right after. Doesn't he do a whole recap
article?
Yeah,
but you can choose not to read it.
True.
And then if you're listening to a sports show and they start to spoil, but I think the Blitz is pretty good about, hey, you have this long, 24 hours, 48 hours. And then just don't listen because we're going to talk about it. They warn people. So I'm certainly not going to spoil it for anyone. But I always see people complain about the show. Week to week, they're like, oh, man, I was stupid. This. Oh, man, this moves so slow. In the first episode, we only get six. Oh, it was so dark. I couldn't see anything. It's like, at what point do you just sit back and watch it and enjoy it and not bitch about it?
Well, your boy's going to have plenty to say on
the Blitz.
I have
never bitched about a show that I'm into unless it's just boring, in which case, it's kind of like we tell listeners, like the Angry Brad Ostertag that texts the show, why do you listen? Like, if you don't like something, just don't watch it. If I don't think Game of Thrones is doing themselves justice for the season, I just stop watching.
Well, AJ seems to be very critical in all those elements.
What?
The darkness issue, the light with the lighting and everything like that. He said he's got a lot to say.
I watched it. Like, I did that podcast last night on mute. Check them out. They're great dudes. I did that podcast. Got home at like, stop by Big City Wings. Shout out to Big City Wings.
Did you do sour cream?
Oh, brother, you better believe it. 20.
Oh.
My fat ass got down.
Boneless?
No.
Did you share with your wife?
Hell no. She was asleep.
Fries?
No, I can't. I'm on no carb kick.
Okay.
Why?
I just figure if you're going to go wings, you should go fries.
Brian, I'm not eating carbs. By the way, I'm about to be 196.
You're ketoing it?
I'm about to be, it's kind of, I mean, keto.
It's keto-ish.
I learned that keto is very specific about how much fat versus protein, and it's very mathematical. I ain't doing none of that. Okay. I'm just not eating carbs. I'm more Atkins probably than keto, but I don't know. There is a difference in the fruit and stuff that you can eat between the two. Whatever. I'm just not eating carbs, sugar, as little as I can. But I stopped by. I got 20 of the because the reason I get those is it's a dry rub. So they're not dipped in flour and fried. It's just a dry rub that they put on there. And man, I was in heaven last night.
Yeah.
20 wings, and it was late. And I'm watching it, and it's probably 11:30 at night. So I turn all the lights off in the house because the wife's asleep anyways. And I'm just sitting there eating wings, watching it. And it was pitch black. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Okay. I don't know why people are bitching about how dark it was.
And he said he's going to have plenty to say. If you want to check it, I mean, I'm pretty sure he wasn't too pleased with some of it.
I don't know why everyone, because I did see where people were like, oh, it's too dark. What? It was kind of the point. They were fighting at night. I mean, this guess what? I don't know if you know how night works, but it's pretty dark, especially if there's no electricity. Only way you have to light up something is fire, it's going to be pretty dark for the most part.
AJ's tweet 6 hours ago, everyone talking about quote-unquote best episode ever. Can we stop, please? You couldn't see bleep. Horrible lighting. Battle scenes were blurry. I have much to bitch about, but we'll wait till tomorrow's show to do it. So there's your
battle
teaser for the Blitz.
Battle scenes were blurry. It was chaotic. Well, see, I'm going to have to come on the Blitz and argue with him. I disagree on all those fronts.
Don't you have to be invited?
I'll just call in. He comes on our show and announce.
Well, he does just grab the microphone. That's why he should just go 713-780-3776.
But they would, oh, God, you know how mad they would be if I just showed up and started talking on their show.
Yeah, they certainly would.
But I don't see, like, I didn't have a problem with any of that. I don't understand, like, I think you get too picky sometimes. I didn't read Fred's, like, recap yet. And I usually do because he does a really good job on those recaps on Sports Map if you haven't checked him out. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, you watch it or you just need a recap. Dude, Fred does an outstanding job every week, so check that out. But I just try to sit back. I don't try to be too judgmental or too critical. I try to just sit back and enjoy the show and enjoy it episode to episode. And I loved last night's episode.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it. I've loved every episode.
I was told it's really too many man hours to kind of catch up from the beginning, and then I was told again over the weekend that it was doable, so now I'm kind of tense.
So here's the thing. If you just go at your own pace and you have on demand, it doesn't matter. You could start recording them or whatever, but like, yeah, just start watching them whenever you want. I'm not a big fantasy nerd. I'm not a big, like, oh, I'm into dragons and whatnot. I love this series, and it's all about dragons and talking trees and all this stupid stuff that you'd normally be like, all right, nerds, settle down. It's outstanding. It really is. Plus, there's boobs a lot, so that's good.
I just tweeted this, at Pac-Man Joel, if you want to see it, but Steve Kerr just did his presser, and he opened it by flopping and mocking Harden. Not a good look. Pushing the envelope, Stevie.
Very classy, Steve. Very classy.
Yeah, real nice. So if you want to see that, it's on Twitter. We'll be back with the final hour of the show with plenty more to touch on. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That is the number to call. If you want to call us or text us, you can also reach us via Twitter. And we're going to be here for you. We also want to remind you guys that if you travel a lot, like most of us do, and you travel throughout the year, you need to book your hotel rooms the right way. And I've got a suggestion for you. It's besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they now extend the discounts to you. That's 600,000 different hotels, and it all could help you save money. Just go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, just like that. You're looking at discounted rates for many of the hotels that you would pay more to book with someone else from across the country and more. So you save money, you book your hotels through besthotelrates.com, and you can use that money while you're on vacation or on business. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation. Check them out. The name says it all. besthotelrates.com.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.